This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Medical Frontiers is an informational program sponsored by the Allegheny Health Network. The information featured on Medical Frontiers is intended solely to further the public's general knowledge of current developments in the field of medicine and should not be relied upon as offering advice, diagnosis, or opinions as to any individual treatment or problem. Nothing should replace the relationship that you maintain with your personal physician.
All right, here is Dr. Gerald Pfeiffer with tonight's edition of the Allegheny Health Network program in conjunction with Highmark, a healthcare company, Medical Frontiers. Advancement in cardiac surgery with cardiac surgeon Walter McGregor. Doc.
Oh, thank you, Rob. And this portion of Medical Frontiers, we're going to be talking about advances in cardiac surgery. And Dr. McGregor has been on Medical Frontiers before. And before the show, we were just sort of reminiscing about the changes of medicine in general. I mean, it just is incredible. And with minimally invasive surgery and all coming down the last few decades. And I asked Dr. McGregor, I said, when I came to Allegheny General Hospital in 1966, I asked him what he thought the length of stay was. Now, that's length of stay is taken how many days the average patient is in the hospital. And that's all comers. That would be all specialties and so on. And I think you gave a, what number?
He took a stab that the average would be 8 days.
I say 2 weeks.
You'd say 2 weeks. Okay. It was 2 weeks. It was 14 and a half days. And it is now down around two or less than two. That's taking all comers into the hospital.
That's amazing.
So many patients have their surgery and go home the next day. And of course, the ones that go home the same day, they don't count at all. So that means that the majority of patients are in the hospital very, very few days, which is great because you get better faster if you can go home.
That's right.
So for cardiac surgery, and we were talking about the training of a cardiac surgeon, and that is very interesting. Tell us that rigorous length of time that a young person who said, I want to be a cardiac surgeon, and they go to medical school. So they graduated from medical school, and then what happens?
Well, exactly, Jerry. I think, you know, it's kind of amusing because we start the session off talking about the acceleration and the experiences in healthcare, and there are some things that just really can't be rushed. And so while the duration of training after medical school has certainly shortened to become a thoracic surgeon or a cardiac surgeon, it hasn't shortened, dramatically. So in general, as you point out, though, it's after 4 years of college and after 4 years of medical school, so you already have 8 years invested. And then students these days, or young people these days, typically then invest another 5 years in general surgery training, plus another 2 to 3 years, or 8 total years, to become just finished with their training in cardiac surgery. And then there are also some integrated pathways in which after medical school you can kind of condense that down from eight years down to 6 years. But it's kind of like it's that concept of a decade to excellence. I mean, to really kind of understand the field and be competent, it takes close to a decade. Those concepts, I think, ring true in education.
Right. And sometimes I work with orthopedic residents, the first year residents on Wednesdays, and sometimes residents, they want to learn so fast, that I keep saying, it's not easy. And that's why it takes 5 years, orthopedics, 5 year residency.
Sure.
And so there's a lot to learn. Yeah. When you have the whole body to operate on that may be injured or, falling apart or whatever. And so don't get discouraged, That's why it takes so long, because there's a lot to learn.
I couldn't agree with you more. And you think about the information explosion that's occurred on Earth over the last 10 years. Well, it certainly has occurred in the medical fields, too, as you're pointing out.
But what's interesting about this, in fact, I told the residents, we were talking to them in orientation, our 5 new residents and so on. I said, if you don't know something, say, I don't know. But it should be the only time you say that about that particular topic, because the information is right here in your cell phone. I said, back in the day, we used to go to the library. A professor would ask us a question. We had to go to the library and research it.
Sure.
And people today in this generation, they don't even know what a library is. I had to explain it's a room with a lot of books, a card catalog, a Dewey Decimal System, et cetera, et cetera. They didn't know what I was talking about.
It's a place to go study.
There you go. Okay, so now you have we know how long it took for you to be trained, and I know that you have a special interest in minimally invasive and robotic surgery and so on. Just say a little bit about the last 10 years.
Oh my goodness.
In your field.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, and I think our field. Yeah. I mean, I'm happy to talk about my personal passions I think the whole field in general. As the field of cardiac surgery and medicine in general.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
I've just undergone a massive technology and information explosion. And so people these days have much more information to assimilate, many more dots to connect during their education phases. My personal passion, as you had mentioned, Jerry, is it rests with robotic and minimally invasive cardiac surgery, and really kind of focused a lot around robotic and minimally invasive mitral valve surgery. And you know, what we've seen in the field of mitral surgery is actually an evolution in technology and approaches in which other treatment options now exist that can carry the minimally invasive moniker. And so if we rewind maybe a decade, it was kind of open heart surgery, traditional heart surgery with an incision down the middle of the breastbone. Or periodically you could do what we call keyhole surgery, which is kind of surgery through a small incision underneath the right armpit. But you're still looking at a distance to the actual heart structures. And so it was truly kind of keyhole surgery. Sometimes you're squinting with one eye to kind of get the anatomic structure in focus.
And you can't have a little magnification with loops, that type of thing.
Very true.
Yeah.
But certainly nothing compared to, as you're indicating, robotic technology. The robotic technology allows 10 times magnification. The dexterity of the robotic instrumentation, it emulates the same degrees of freedom that exist in the human wrist. And it's not quite the human hand, but it's pretty darn close. And it's truly an engineering feat.
Well, the other thing is you have magnification, you have wonderful illumination. You probably see things, on the monitor that you never saw before.
No, the lighting is fantastic. I mean, the lighting is fantastic.
And what I tell people when they talk about robotic surgery, Dr. McGregor isn't in his living room at home, doing robotic surgery or watching the robot do the surgery. It's an extension of our hands and arms. And brain. And the one thing about the robotic terminal pieces, they don't shake.
No, they don't.
and so they don't have to worry about having too much caffeine in their system and morning coffee and that type of thing, mm-hmm. So it's a steady hand. And it's just an extension of your hand.
It's a steady hand, but you also commented that it's an extension of your brain functions. Because there are two lenses in the robotic instrumentation, in the robotic camera, there are two lenses. The same way we have two eyes, you actually see stereoscopically through the robotic console. So you have depth perception, which is something that was previously unheard of in the fields of minimally invasive surgery.
Yeah.
And so it's been remarkable technology. And the evolution that we've seen, Jerry, is probably that there are so many other approaches that are maybe transcatheter based, even you know, transapically based, catheter based techniques that go through the tip of the heart and the chest wall that have actually caught up and provided additional options beyond robotic heart surgery.
So we need to take a break. We're talking about advances in cardiac surgery with Dr. Walter McGregor. So give us a call at 866-391-1020 if you had some old-fashioned surgery like I did a number of years ago. I'd like to hear about that. Or if you've had some of the more modern surgery, we'd like to hear your story. 866-391-1020. Give us a call. We'll be okay, we're back on Medical Frontiers, and we're talking about advances in cardiac surgery this evening with Dr. Walter McGregor. So give us a call at 866-391-1020. It's really amazing. Rob was asking about heart transplants. We were doing a little tease, you know, and I said, well, I think heart transplantation probably is sort of in the category that it's routine. And I don't know, is that a stretch or is it pretty much a routine procedure now?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's... you know, it's very resource intense, and so I think it's extraordinary from the perspective of the resources that are involved. The coordination that's involved is really amazing. But I would agree that it's you know, it happens on a pretty routine basis at Allegheny General Hospital. So right. From that perspective, and we have some just terrific people who are, you know, they're focused on that. Yeah, I think the technology that's there's technology in all facets of medicine, Jerry, and I think the technology that's kind of become a little bit of a backbone in the transplant world is are these pumps that can actually keep the organs viable for a longer period of time.
Right. Yeah,
and so it's really increased our reach and our ability to find good organs that are very good matches for recipients in this region who are on our transplant list. And so from that standpoint, I mean, when you're coming up with a better match and a more timely gift of life in organ donation, you know, it does start to feel a little bit more routine and a little less risky. But truth be told, I mean, it's, you know, it's the risk is still there. It's a pretty sophisticated procedure.
I mean, it's a big procedure, and it, even from an emotional thing, because lots of folks believe that's where the soul is, in the heart, you know. And so, you know, and you know somebody who is 60 years old is going to get a heart that's 25 or 30 years old, and so on. It's really kind of amazing. You know, you kind of wonder, you know, how you accept that emotionally, you know, that to be alive, you have a heart that's much, much younger than you are.
Well, that's why I said it really is the ultimate, it's referred to as the gift of life.
Yeah.
And so it's a, you know, it's a very generous approach to how people choose to handle themselves in their final days.
So. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Is that Pat? Okay, Pat, you're on the air. Do you have a question?
Hello. Yeah. Hi, Dr. McGregor. I had mitral valve repair last March of 24, actually. You did it for me at AGH down in the north side there, and it was very, very good operation. I wanted to thank you for that.
Okay, did you have a big incision, or was Dr. McGregor able to do that through a keyhole incision?
Yeah, he did it. I just have about a 3-inch scar under my arm, under my right arm.
Okay. Yeah, like he was talking about near the armpit on the right side.
Yeah. And it healed perfect, and you can hardly even see it now.
Pat, people are going to think we paid you money to call into the show. Hey, so Pat, gracious of you, very, very gracious of you to call in and just add a personal anecdote to your experience. I mean, we're honestly, it always warms my heart. Truly, no pun intended. It warms my heart to kind of, you know, see people, you know, as you know, we usually see people a year later, check in on them, and it just warms my heart to hear that people have moved forward with their lives and, you know, remain grateful, but have moved forward with their lives and are doing, you know, doing the best with what we've been able to provide for them. And so just thanks for sharing. It's just, that's an awesome story.
Oh, yeah, I don't even worry about it anymore. I don't even think about it.
That's great. Well, Pat, how long were you in the hospital, Pat?
I was in there 3 days.
Yeah, there you go.
Yep.
Yeah, amazing.
Yeah, Then I came home, and we were babysitting some grandkids when I got home, so I didn't have much time to really.
Pat, I remember who you are, actually. That's wild. Yep. No, I remember that story.
Well, Pat, thank you so much for calling, and we didn't contact Pat before to have him call. You know, that was a cold call. And
but it really is. I mean, you know, people, Jerry, people really do feel, you know, they're elated to be able to get back to their lifestyle and their independence in a pretty quick fashion, and so it leaves memories for them.
And some people who are outside the field of medicine, that a call like Pat coming in, and he's doing well, and he's very, very grateful for the skills of Dr. McGregor, means a lot more in satisfaction in our lives than the money you get for doing the procedure.
Oh, my goodness. Absolutely. No, no, different categories entirely.
Absolutely. To say a few words about the team it takes to do even the routine, what we would call routine procedures today, as far as nurses and therapists and navigators and et cetera, it's amazing the number of people.
It's everybody. I mean, it really is. And I would have to say, Jerry, over the last 10 years, maybe with technology kind of blossoming, people have to have a pretty in-depth understanding of whatever the technology is that's contributing to a patient's care. And so even if you take for example, the Da Vinci robot, or the surgical robot that was, we were just discussing, I mean, there are parts of that robotic technology that I really know well. There are parts of the technology that our bedside assistant, the physician assistant, knows well, the circulating nurse, the scrub tech. So, and that doesn't even start to include the perfusionists and the anesthesiologists in the room. So even just based around technology, the sophistication that exists in the operating room is so in-depth that everybody is truly interested. Everybody needs to kind of know what their element of the technology is. But obviously, the care coordination is incredible too. Almost everything in medicine is done with a team approach nowadays.
Yes.
Yeah, we have. I probably have three different multidisciplinary meetings every week, in which many different people throughout the heart discipline come together and talk about patients and choose collectively what's the best treatment option for them. But you're getting everybody's input, and it's truly, it's, you know, as you made a financial comment before, I mean, it's, you're getting 6-7 opinions for the price of nothing, and it's just, I mean, how we conduct ourselves in medicine anymore.
Right, and some people say, well, the cost of medical care, well, it takes a lot of people, and those people have to be paid, right? Yeah. So, you know, we just can't schedule it. Hey, take them off the street and do it, you know.
Yeah. I'm all for figuring out ways to control the escalating costs, because that's, part of what we need to do as good stewards and as kind of representatives of society to some degree, but I would agree the expertise is pretty high end.
And I shout out for all those people that are part of the team. You know, sometimes the surgeon get all the glory, but it takes a team.
Very rarely anymore. Okay. Actually, a lot of acknowledgement back to the team these days.
Okay, we need to take a break, and this is Medical Frontiers. We're talking about advances in cardiac surgery. So if you're like Pat and have had a procedure and you'd like to talk about it, give us a call at 866-391-1020. We'll be back.
Medical Frontiers is an informational program sponsored by the Allegheny Health Network.
Okay, we are back on Medical Frontiers talking about advances in cardiac surgery with Dr. Walter McGregor. And let's go to Wayne on the phone line. Wayne, you're on the air.
Hi, docs. How are you both doing?
Doing great.
Calling to find out your thoughts on mitral clip versus parachute versus surgery, Dr. McGregor.
Okay. How about there's a well-informed call?
I like it. Yeah. No, this is great. And you're right. There are a lot of different options. Yeah, I think I commented earlier, Wayne, about how there are a lot of other kind of transcatheter technologies that are that also are really considered kind of standard of care, minimally invasive treatment options. And when we look at people with mitral disease, we really try to look at people from the perspective of, you know, sometimes medications are the right answer, sometimes heart surgery is the right answer, and then sometimes these in-between procedures from an invasive perspectiveness are the right answer. MitraClip, robotic heart surgery, some of the Tendyne valves, some of these kind of newer investigational type valves. And the answer is that one isn't necessarily superior to the other, but the answer is very much that one or two are probably the best treatment option for you or for a different patient. And that's why we meet as teams truly once a week. At Allegheny General Hospital, the whole mitral team, entire team of physicians and nurses, we meet every Thursday morning and review everyone's case. And it's up to us to kind of make a good recommendation for people individually as to what we think is their best treatment option.
And one of the sometimes we call that patient-centered care.
Entirely.
What might be right for Wayne is not right for the next patient.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, actually, Dr. McGregor, you probably know me by a different name.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for the call. We really appreciate it. Let's go to Rich. Rich, you're our next caller. Good evening.
Yeah. Hi, doctors. Thanks for taking the call. I had open heart surgery, quadruple bypass, 10 and a half years ago at AGH. I asked the surgeon at the time how much time they gave me. He said 10 years. So I'm at the 10 and a half year mark. What do you think of that option of 10 years.
Yeah, you should definitely don't worry about buying green bananas. It sounds like you're doing really well. And, the nice thing is that things evolve with time, right? And so 10 years ago, number one, you always feel good when you've outlived what the time was that was estimated for you. But pretty common for that to happen from the standpoint that that treatments evolve, medicine evolves. And thank goodness that over the last 10 years, which is a reasonable amount of time, there have been enough advancements in medicine that have kind of maybe extended the estimate for you. And also, I mean, maybe just your genetics are great too. I mean, people that have that are physically a little bit stronger and healthier in general, you tend to be on the more the more durable side of estimates. So it sounds like you're in a great situation though.
Okay, Rich, that answer your question?
Right. If I did have problems down the road, what kind of options would there be for me? Would it be open heart again, or depends on what the situation was?
I understand what you're saying. And one of the things that's really evolved over the last 10 years is the sophistication of our percutaneous technologies. And so our interventional cardiologists these days are absolutely exceptionally talented at continuing to do like really delicate stent work and precise stent work in complex areas of the heart to actually avoid the need for redo open heart surgery. And it's not a guarantee, but it's pretty rare for patients to need redo bypass surgery anymore simply because of the talent and the expertise that exists with our interventional cardiology colleagues. So I think you'd have stenting as an option for you.
Okay, great. Thanks for the hope.
Yeah, okay, Rich. Well, good luck to you, and thanks so much for the call. Let's go to Ed. Ed, you're on with Dr. McGregor. Good evening.
Good evening, fellas. Dr. McGregor.
Good evening, Ed.
I've had three open heart surgeries since 2012, and currently I have what they call shunting going on. And I was wondering, is there anything that can be done for that? I've had the surgeries done. Two of them were at AGH, one with Dr. Marr and Dr. Bayonis, and then the other doctor, I was at St. Clair, and I've had aortic valve replaced twice, mitral and tricuspid valve repaired.
Okay. What's your specific question, Ed?
The shunting that is going on right now with the blood flow.
Sure.
Is there anything that can be done for it?
There often is. And not to be, I don't want to be too vague in a response to you, but it's also hard to exactly know where the shunting is that you're referencing. But in general terms, though, our ability to kind of close shunts, seal off problems in the heart with different structural heart approaches or catheter-based approaches is better than it ever has been. And so, but I hear what you're saying with three prior open heart operations, you know, the appetite for undergoing a fourth operation, you know, either by a surgeon or you is going to be pretty low. And so we would certainly look to understand what are some options that can avoid a fourth chest incision or a fourth open heart operation. And you know, hard to know exactly, but in general, I would say usually we can find a catheter-based option. And happy to we're happy to take a look at you. Talk to your family physicians, and we're
maybe you like cooking, maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
I'm under care with one of your colleagues.
Great.
And I was just wondering, you know, it's been 3 years now since I've had my last open heart, and I still have this situation, and I was just,
you know,
it's causing you know, lightheadedness and shortness of breath and things like that.
Yeah, so. and it may be, and not to discount what you're mentioning, but sometimes shunting is best just observed. So what I'm hearing from you is that, you know, maybe the symptoms are in part related to it, but maybe they're related to some other things and not specifically the shunting. And and so it may be what I'm kind of hearing you characterize is that it may be kind of an incomplete shunt that can really just be is safest to just be watched at least. But that's my generic feedback through the phone lines at least. So.
Okay. Okay, thank you very much, Ed. Appreciate the call. Good luck to you. Okay, you can get in touch with us this evening by calling 866-391-1020. Dr. McGregor, say a few words about diagnostic procedures and how those have grown to give you, as a surgeon, a better idea about what's going on and what needs to be done.
Sure. No, I mean, it's... The sophistication and the fidelity that exists with diagnostic imaging nowadays is really astonishing. You know, it's quite often that we're seeing things recreated, in three-dimensional proportions. It really helps you to kind of conceptualize in your mind's eye how you're going to approach something when you get into a certain area of the body surgically. And it's not just the three-dimensional recreations, but the ability to kind of actually identify the specific areas of pathology and where the exact problems are allows you to kind of go into an operation and very rarely be surprised.
Mm-hmm.
And the ability to plan and have the whole team kind of understand what it is that we're likely to see. It's very calming actually when you're kind of undergoing when you're taking on kind of some complex technical procedures.
It's great when you don't have any surprises. let's go to Bill. Bill is our next caller. Good evening, Bill.
Yeah. Hey, I just want to tell you guys, I'm a retired registered nurse, so a lot of times both on job occasionally, but also in person, I try to relate some of the issues, including cardiac, to people in a way that they could simply understand them. And there's actually probably three, really a fourth way I could explain things. Your problems could be mechanical, which would be the valves. It could be plumbing, which I would put that as the coronary arteries. Or it could be electrical, which is the heart's conduction system. Or it can be any combination of the above. And if you want to throw in the fourth category, that would be the things for which most transplants are doing, where the heart muscle itself is damaged by autoimmune response, long-standing not well-treated heart failure.
Okay. I tell you what, Bill, we have to take a break, and when we come out of the break, Dr. McGregor will try to answer those questions, okay? We'll be back. 866-391-1020. Okay. We're back for our last segment of Medical Frontiers on this evening. And we're talking about advances in cardiac surgery with Dr. Walter McGregor. So give us a call, 866-391-1020. And that's the segue to go to Don. You're our next caller, Don. You have a question?
Yes. I had double bypass surgery last year. I had something called SCAD, which is sudden coronary artery dissection. I'll tell you what, it was extensive surgery, but I'll tell you what, I'm feeling absolutely great as a result. But I wanted to know, can that kind of thing happen again? Is that just a fluke? Is that something that can reoccur?
Yeah, it's a great question. In general, you're a little bit of an anomaly from the standpoint that more often happens in females versus males. But certainly, not drastically unusual. That's usually kind of an episodic problem, not something that people are kind of prone to in the future. And I assume was it treated with stenting, or did you need bypass surgery actually?
Bypass surgery.
Yeah.
Double bypass.
Yeah. I'm sorry. You did mention that at the beginning, didn't you? The double bypass in general is fairly stabilizing from a duration standpoint. So even if you were to experience, which is unlikely, but even if you were to experience a repeat episode of an isolated coronary dissection, the bypass grafts are protective and would be unlikely to cause any real consequences for you.
Okay, Don.
Oh, wonderful. Yes. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. 866-391-1020. Coronary dissection.
Yeah, it's pretty unusual.
What do we know? What causes that?
Spontaneous? No, I mean it's kind of more like hypotheses. But as I had mentioned, it's more unusual in men than it is in women. But happens, and it can be life threatening. Obviously.
Is that the same thing that can happen, like with the aortic?
It's a different beast. You're not prone towards one versus the other. So, for example, if you have a coronary dissection, you're not prone to aortic dissection necessarily. Right. Obviously, aortic dissection is an immediately life threatening problem.
It's an emergency.
It's truly an emergency. Yeah. And the technology that exists these days too, Jerry. I mean, the ability to kind of even that operation has changed. I mean, usually it was kind of reconstructing as much of the aorta as you can get to, and we have stents nowadays that can just kind of be deployed right there during surgery, and it takes away kind of half of the operation, restores blood flow to the brain or preserves blood flow to the brain. The stent technology that we're using to kind of couple with surgical techniques, whether it's for aortic surgery, whether it's artificial pumps to help support the heart during complex bypass surgery. People who are in shock can still undergo heart surgery with the use of different pumps to support the heart. It's the reach that we have nowadays is a lot different to help people that previously were not really able to be helped.
How about the use of blood transfusions? Way down.
Oh, for sure.
Yep.
For sure. I mean, we have an entire bloodless medicine program at Allegheny General Hospital, and we're proud to be able to kind of partner with people. Obviously, we try to minimize blood transfusion use, and some people have specific religious beliefs about it as well, and so we're more than happy to partner with people, and help them through a really difficult spot in life, and usually successfully.
Yeah. Okay, there's a buzz about artificial intelligence.
Everywhere.
I don't like that word. If it's artificial, how could it be any good? artificial versus real. I think maybe a better term would be computer assistance. And we're not taking the human brain out of it. But it's assisting. How are you using artificial intelligence?
Yeah, I think the technology is clearly autonomous, though, which is the spooky and massively intriguing element of AI, is its ability to be autonomous to some degree. It's absolutely working its way into healthcare. AI is working its way into every industry. In healthcare, I think today how we're utilizing it. Already, patients get exposed to this on probably a routine basis, is we utilize an AI platform to help construct a note, for example, after a patient interview or a patient visit in the office. AI software can listen to the exchange, listen to the physician-patient exchange and the developing relationship, and compose that into an actual progress note that's then kept in the electronic record. But it does more than that. And it actually offers possible differential diagnoses that the physician and the team may or may not have thought of. And so it really is, it's already a partner with us. Machine learning is the other element of AI. Certainly it's great for population health. You can merge large databases together and allow machine learning to kind of understand how those large databases relate to each other and interact with each other. So I think from a population health perspective, it's already very influential. And then you brought up imaging before and the ability to have diagnostics. There's no doubt that artificial intelligence is already changing the ability to find diseases earlier.
Okay, well, that's all for Medical Frontiers tonight. Thank you for the callers, for having those great questions, and we will be back next week. Dr. McGregor, you're a great guest. Good luck to you.
Thank you both for having me back.
Okay.
It's been a pleasure.
Good night from Medical Frontiers.
Medical Frontiers was an informational program sponsored by the Allegheny Health Network. The information featured on Medical Frontiers was intended solely to further the public's general knowledge of current developments in the field of medicine and should not be relied upon as offering advice, diagnosis, or opinions as to any individual treatment or problem. Nothing should replace the relationship that you maintain with your personal physician.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.